August 9th, immorality among you. It is actually reported that there is immorality among you, an immorality of such a kind as does not exist even among the Gentiles, that someone has his father's wife. 1 Corinthians 5:1. When Tom preaches on sexual immorality, the people in the pews nod their heads in agreement. There should be no sexual sin in the church. The problem is not that Christians don't agree that sexual immorality is bad, but they no longer understand what sexual immorality is. It's not as if God doesn't inform us in His Word, but we have become so corrupted by the world's values that we can't discern them from God's instructions. The church is being torn apart by Christians who cannot or will not read God's instruction manual, the Bible. And many of those who do read what the Bible has to say about sexual sin believe that God will make an exception in their case or the case of their family member or close friend. Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, Acts 10:34. Immorality, unrepented of, has no place in the body of Christ. Study the Word to know exactly what God considers to be immoral and adjust your life accordingly. Pray for those who are caught in the web of worldly deceit about God's plan in immorality, and be sure to keep your way clear of sexual sin as well.